This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed the Lok Sabha yesterday on the current situation in West Asia, outlining key aspects of the ongoing US-Israel conflict with Iran and explaining India's position on the issue. Speaking in the House, the PM said there is no energy security crisis in India despite the ongoing conflict. He said government is ensuring smooth supplies of petrol, diesel, oil, gas and fertilizers.
भारत में बड़ी मात्रा में कच्चा तेल गैस और फर्टिलाइजर जैसी अनेक जरूरी चीजें हॉर्मुज स्ट्रेट के रास्ते से आती हैं। युद्ध के बाद से ही हॉर्मुज स्ट्रेट में जहाजों का आना जाना बहुत चुनौतीपूर्ण हो गया है। बावजूद इसके हमारी सरकार का ये प्रयास रहा है कि पेट्रोल डीजल और गैस की सप्लाई बहुत ज्यादा प्रभावित न हो, देश के सामान्य परिवारों को परेशानी भी कम से कम हो, इस पर हमारा फोकस रहा है।
The PM said the government is in constant contact with suppliers from different countries and effort is to ensure that oil and gas supplies continue from the sources wherever possible. The PM said that in this grave situation, the safety of Indians in the country and abroad has remained the government's top priority.
संकट की स्थिति में देश विदेश में भारतीयों की सुरक्षा हमारी बहुत बड़ी प्राथमिकता रही है। युद्ध शुरू होने के बाद से लेकर अब तक 3,75,000 से अधिक भारतीय सुरक्षित भारत लौट चुके हैं। ईरान से ही अभी तक लगभग 1,000 भारतीय सुरक्षित वापस लौटे हैं। इनमें 700 से अधिक मेडिकल की पढ़ाई करने वाले युवा हैं।
Mr. Modi reiterated that India has consistently expressed deep concern over the conflict and has urged all sides to reduce tensions. The PM said all agencies of the country, be it coastal security, border security, cyber security and strategic installations, have been put on high alert. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said, amid West Asia conflict, India has demonstrated its capacity for relationship building, decision making and crisis management. Addressing a summit organized by a private media in New Delhi, Mr. Modi said that since February 28, there has been global turbulence. Yet, even in such harsh and adverse conditions, India continues to move forward with confidence in its progress and commitment to development. Mr. Modi asserted that India no longer avoids challenges, instead, it confronts them. The PM underlined that even in times of war-like situations, the world is amazed by India's policy, strategy and capability. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar held a telephonic conversation with United States Secretary of State Marco Rubio. In a social media post, Jaishankar said that their discussions were focused on the West Asia conflict and its impact on the international economy. He added that they both talked about energy security concerns. The Election Commission has published the first supplementary voters' list after SIR adjudications in West Bengal last night. The lists for each booth were made available on the EC's website around 11:55 p.m. The supplementary list contains the names of those voters whose cases have been adjudicated by the judicial officers following the Supreme Court directives. Chief Electoral Officer Manoj Kumar Agarwal said around 29 lakh names have been adjudicated so far. It was not immediately known how many of these names were kept in the first supplementary list and how many were deleted. Earlier in the final voters' list published on February 28, around 60 lakh names were marked as under adjudication. U.S. President Donald Trump has justified his administration's decision to temporarily ease sanctions on Iranian oil, stating that the move will introduce as much oil in the system as possible. Speaking to reporters in Florida, Trump emphasized that the move is intended to stabilize global oil supply rather than benefit Iran financially amid the ongoing conflict in West Asia. He added that allowing the oil to enter the market ensures that global energy demands are met, while any revenue Iran might earn is unlikely to impact the conflict. In athletics, the two-day inaugural edition of the National Indoor Athletics Championships scheduled to start today at Kalinga Stadium in Odisha and will herald a new beginning in Indian athletics. The first edition of the National Indoor Championships has attracted 278 entries, including 97 female athletes. Odisha's rising international sprinter Animesh Kojur is all set to test his explosive strength over the 60-meter dash, saying he is looking ahead to a good start of the 2026 competitive season. And that is the end of this news bulletin.